is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and we will allow you to take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And when we say you can take control of the airwaves, we mean you can bring up virtually anything. There's not a lot of heavy call screening on this show. It's pretty light. You just call in, give us your name, where you're calling from, and then one word or two, what you want to talk about, and you'll get on the air if you're patient. 800-259-9231. We'll start the show out tonight, though, on spanking. And I don't mean adult-to-adult spanking.
Right. I'm talking about what two consenting adults do in their in their own spare time.
It's your business.
Yeah, whatever.
And it is your business how you want to treat your children, too. They are your children. However, I have constantly on this program in the past been an advocate of alternative methods of punishment. As opposed to spanking, I'm not a parent. First and foremost, Mark, you are. However, you have a almost 2-year-old son.
He's 18 months.
18 months. So you are a parent, and you're going to get into the point where your discipline's going to be an issue at some point.
Yeah,
soon.
We're beginning to have to discipline Jack.
So you've got a lot of options, right? And spanking, of course, is one of them. What I'm going to share with you here is going to hopefully dissuade you from utilizing that option. And I don't know if that's even on the table for you guys, for you and your wife, Laura, these days. Is spanking on the table?
Well, I mean, at this point, we haven't come across anything that we would solve with the solution of spanking. So, I don't think anybody wades into childbearing with the idea, well, I can't wait till this kid gets a little older so I can beat him.
No, I don't think so, but I think that it's important to get into childbearing with the intention of not raising a hand to your child in a violent fashion. And that's what I consider spanking. I consider it to be violent, and I had the good fortune when I was growing up to have parents that avoided such things with me. It's not to say I didn't act out or have problems. I think that happens with every young person and their parents. But I remember early on, I think they did spank me very, very early on, once or twice, and then they gave it up. They decided that it was not something they wanted to do. And there's good reason for it. According to LiveScience.com, spanking can get kids to behave in a hurry, but new research suggests it can do more harm than good to their noggins. The study involving hundreds of U.S. children showed that the more a child was spanked, the lower his or her IQ compared with others.
This article is going to have to go a ways with me because this is kind of a chicken and the egg thing. I think that that people would agree that people from lower socioeconomic groups are more likely to spank their children.
Really?
And perhaps spank
Why?
Them more often.
Why would that be the case?
I don't know why.
Why would somebody Why would somebody who makes more money be less likely to spank their children? That doesn't make sense. You can make a lot of money, be very successful, and still have a hot head.
You could have a hot head. However, let me draw some like real wide with I'm going to paint with some real wide brushes here. All right. So people who have really wide brushes, people who have more money, perhaps got more money by being able to come up with better solutions to problems in some cases. So perhaps they, figured out how to use different solutions in different scenarios. I'm not saying that I think that spanking is bad necessarily. I think it just, it could be a solution to a problem. I've never come across the problem that I need to use it for.
All parents want smart children, said study researcher Murray Strauss at the University of New Hampshire. This research shows that avoiding spanking and correcting misbehavior in other ways can help that happen. One might ask, however, whether children who are spanked tend to come from backgrounds in which education opportunities are less or inherited intelligence lower, essentially what you were just arguing there.
And eggs.
But while the results only show an association between spanking and intelligence, Strauss says his methodology and the fact that he took into account other factors that could be at play, such as parents' socioeconomic status, make a good case for a causal link. He says that you can't say that it proves it, but I think it rules out so many other alternatives, I'm convinced that spanking does cause a slowdown in a child's development of mental abilities. He and his colleague at the Pacific Institute for Research and Evaluation in Maryland studied nationally representative samples of two age groups, 806 children from ages 2 to 4 and 704 children from ages 5 to 9. The researchers tested the kids' IQs initially and then again 4 years later. Both groups of kids got smarter after 4 years, but the 2 to 4 year olds who were spanked scored 5 points lower on the IQ test than those not spanked. For children ages 5 to 9, the spanked ones scored on average 2.8 points lower than their unspanked counterparts. The results, he said, were statistically significant, and they held even after accounting for parental education, income, cognitive stimulation by parents, and other factors that could affect children's mental abilities. I mean, if you've got parents that are reading to their kids and parents that aren't reading, that's a big difference. But they took that into account here. Strauss, is his name, will present the study results, blah, blah, blah. Whether or not spanking equates with dumber kids is not known and may never be known. That's because the only way to truly show cause and effect would be to follow over time two groups of kids, one randomly assigned to get spanked and another who would not get spanked.
Right, and that's really the problem here, is that what essentially they're saying is that smarter kids come from families that don't spank. And that's all they can prove. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand.
They're not saying that kids are smarter because they're not spanked. They can't say that. And
they're honest about that.
Yeah.
They've got some speculation here, some ideas as to how spanking is dangerous.
Let's hear the liberal scientists speculate about why they think.
Well, wait a minute. Is spanking a conservative kid or a conservative thing? Is that something only conservatives do? I mean, what is that supposed to mean, liberal scientists?
Just guessing.
I'm
painting with broad brushes tonight, right? If the scientists can say that kids are smarter because they don't get spanked, then I can paint with a wide brush tonight.
All right. Well, one of the study people, someone who was not involved with the study from the Center of Child and Family Policy, said following kids over time, as the study did, rules out the possibility that children with lower IQs somehow elicit more physical discipline. However, unlike research showing the link between spanking and a kid's aggressive behavior, in which kids model parents' actions, the link is less clear to her. She added that a question still left unanswered is, what are some of the other mechanisms that could be responsible for the link between physical discipline and lower IQ? Now, spanking does send IQ scores down, then here are some explanations as to what might be going on. According to the study authors, contrary to what everyone believes, being hit by parents is a traumatic experience. And I can tell you that I remember that. I don't remember when I was young, but there was one time when I was a teenager that my mom, I think I said the S word to her or something like that, and she slapped me across the face. I'll never forget that. It was very striking. And it really stood out as...
I think that was the idea, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it didn't stop me from doing or thinking anything. It was just her lashing out in anger at me and deciding to strike me.
She was probably shocked, too, to hear it.
Well, whatever.
I consider it disrespectful to say words like that in front of my mother.
I understand that, Mark, and generally I didn't do that, but I did in that case. And I don't even remember what the circumstance was.
Yeah. That often is the way it is with punishment, is that the child, I remember having been punished as a child, I don't remember what I did to get it.
No, see, I remember that my mother hit me, but I couldn't tell you what, beyond the S word, that it had to do with.
Yeah, I think you're actually doing pretty good. I couldn't even go that far in most of the punishments that I can remember.
He says that we know from lots of research that traumatic stresses affect the brain adversely, and also the trauma could cause kids to have a more stressful response or more stressful responses in difficult situations, and so may not perform as well cognitively. By using hitting rather than words or other means of discipline, parents could be depriving kids of learning opportunities. With spanking, a parent is delivering a punishment to get the child's attention and to get them to behave in a certain way. It's not fostering children's independent thinking. There's no real reason behind spanking. It's just you're lashing out at your children because you can't think of a better way to punish them. That's what spanking is.
It's a way to stop. It said right there, the first line of the article, it is an effective means to quickly change a child's behavior. What do you say about, say, people who might have been spanked that are members of Mensa now?
I don't think the study is saying that you couldn't have a high IQ and be spanked as a child.
You're just dumber.
They're just making...
You could have been Brainiac.
You could have been a super Mensa instead of just Mensa.
I just don't hear that in this article. I hear a bunch of scientists that probably are, you know, crusaders for the anti-spanking movement or whatever. Reaching is what I hear.
What I want to hear from you is how you feel about spanking at 800-259-9231. Are you a parent who spanks on a regular basis? Are you a parent who's never raised a hand to your child? Do you have some creative ways to deal with your child's issues? issues of outbursts or being bad without spanking your kids. 800-259-9231. What's your story? Your thoughts? Free Talk Live. Or bring up anything. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4-GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at HealForGood.com. That's HealForGood.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give to you, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. Do you hate making extra trips just to carry the grocery bags? For the last few months here at the house, we've been using Totosack, and I love it. I fell in love with this thing the first time that I used it. It is 100% made of recycled materials right here in the United States, and designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. It's this brilliant little handle that it's allowed me to bring back almost 100% of my groceries in one trip. I mean, we'll go without groceries here in the house for
that
2 weeks.
That case of soda or beer or whatever really can't be carried by it, but that's only because it's not in a bag.
Right, that's the only thing. Otherwise, I've loaded 6, 7, 8 bags, just depending on how much stuff is in it, all on one of these tote sacks, and then 2 tote sacks, one in each hand. I got the entire back of the car in one trip back to the house. It's a brilliant little device. You can go to totesack.com to order some for yourself, get yourself a family pack, or I think 2 packs are also available, TOTASAK.com.
The family packs are more aggressively priced, I think.
Indeed. And we're actually going to be doing a giveaway tonight, right, Mark, of the Tota Sack? So keep listening for your chance to win a 2-pack. So you can try them out for yourself. We'll go to your phone calls here. We started out the show with a story from LifeScience.com talking about spanking and how at least one study has shown that, and that involved hundreds of children, by the way, over several years. The study shows that if you're spanking your kids, that may lead to a lower IQ. Let's go to your phone calls, because I want to know how you feel about spanking. It's certainly, I think, still a controversial subject out there. Some parents, like mine, swear it off completely, and they dedicate themselves to thinking of more creative ways to discipline their children, whereas some people swear by spanking. They believe that it's just absolutely a very effective method for disciplining. But if you think that it's effective at disciplining your children, I must ask, if you found out that it was true, and we can't say conclusively that it is, but if you found out that it was true that spanking your kids harmed their intelligence, would you consider stopping? 800-259-9231. Let's go first. Ladies first. Norma in South Carolina, listening to WSC-FM. Norma, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I do believe in spanking, but I think there are two kinds of spanking. I think one is that it's a last resort, and it's an attention getter. It's not a beating. But there are two kinds of children. There's very young children that you can just look at sternly and you get immediate response and they respond nicely. But then there are children who push the limits. I had two boys and they pushed the limits. And so I think there are times when you have to just say, as an, not a beating, just a hello. You can't do that. Draw the line in the sand kind of thing. So I do believe in it, but within limits, and it can't possibly have hurt their IQ because they're really smart kids now, and they're in their 30s, and they're doing great. So I see too many kids going to school that are undisciplined. They haven't a clue because mom and dad are so terrified to hurt their little feelings. And what happens is teachers don't like them, kids don't like them. They don't do well in school because they have no idea what discipline is. So
you know,
that's my point.
I agree to some extent. The only thing that I would say is that perhaps the ones that are not getting disciplined, that are going to school, that aren't doing well, are probably not getting spanked, that are going to school that are not doing well, are probably just not getting spanked because the parent doesn't care, as opposed to the parent doesn't want. Like, I don't know. I haven't found too many kids of
well,
sort of
I see your point. I agree. But my sister, for instance, she's 70, and she's just started babysitting and for this precious little boy who's 4 years old, but his mother thinks he acts out because he gets, you know, not enough sugar or whatever in his diet, or he has too much sugar, or he has this or whatever, and really he just walks all over this woman. I mean, she just does nothing, and she's very interested in him. She's just, you know, she has long conversations about his diet and what he's eating and all of this stuff, and that's probably why he's misbehaving. And it's like, hello? No, he's misbehaving because you're not putting limits on his life, you know.
Well, that all makes sense. Limits, I'm fine with limits. I'm fine with rules. And I think that, you know, your critique on that point is accurate. But as far as spanking being a necessary tool for parents with young people, with youngins that are acting out, as you were putting it earlier, I just can't agree with that. I mean, we've talked about this issue in the past, and maybe a parent will call in tonight and share their story about how they came up with some alternative ideas of punishing their child that didn't involve raising a hand to them. But personally, Norma, when you were raising your kids, what would receiving a spanking be like from you? Would it be several spanks? Would it be, you know, a quick swat? Could you describe a little more?
age specific. If the child is under two and you've said no several times and they give you that look, like, have you ever seen a little child, you say, no, don't touch that, and they look at you with their eyes, you know, at an angle, and then their little hand is out reaching for the next thing to their grab, that you've just told them no. Well, a little tiny swat after you said no multiple times, you know, it wouldn't even sting, but it's just, you're in charge. Actions, consequences. That's what it's all about. Actions,
consequences. Norma, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Richard, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live. Richard is gone. Okay, then. Well, let's try Bob in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Bob. Bob, you are on Free Talk Live.
All right, thank you.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Go right ahead. Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make a comment. I think that the problem that people have is that a lot of times parents will spank their children, and it's when they're angry.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever you've taught your child that when you're angry, you hit them, and then they learn that when you're angry, you hit other people. So I'm going to be real surprising to you and say that spanking is something that parents do, and it should be used as a consequence, but not when they're angry.
An interesting distinction.
You know, Robert, this is probably the one area on spanking that I disagree with it on, because for me, I had this instance occur. My mom tried a couple of different things. She had one kid, you know, you got to try a few different things, and I don't blame her for any of that. But she tried this holding off on the spanking till later, and you know, the fear of she said she was going to give me a spanking, and the fear of it coming was just horrifying to me. I remember running around trying to do whatever I could to make to avoid the consequence. It's this, it happened so long ago. I was just scared to death by what would happen. I guess I got the spanking. I don't really remember whether I did or not, but I remember really hating the idea of getting it.
Well,
but the problem I see with it is that if you don't teach children, and I say children, that there are consequences to their actions, then as adults, we have way too many adults that don't believe that there should be any consequences to what they do. And so you can't punish a child when you're angry with spanking them. Because I do believe that you're teaching them to hit people when they're angry. Go ahead.
It's funny. Oh, now you've got split between us because we both disagree with you. Because I believe the consequences should occur when the action occurs, and that holding it off, it makes about as much sense as killing a man.
I don't think you're understanding what he's saying. I want to hang on to you just here for a little bit, Bob, if you don't mind. We'll bring Bob back and take your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Thoughts about spanking and parenting, and is it possible to raise children that act out without spanking them? It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. We're here live taking your calls about whatever you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go over to wiki, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com, and get interactive for free.
I want to tell you how you can get a free week of the Choose for Health's Superfruit Complex. It is a chewable antioxidant and vitamin all-in-one. It contains goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. And these superfruits are considered by many experts to be some of the most nutrient-rich fruits that the world has to offer. Don't have to take any more of those big horse pills, those shots of that really tart wolfberry stuff. Call this number, 800-219-8874. You get a free week. Just have to pay a little bit for shipping and handling. 800-219-8874, Choose for Health Superfruit Complex.
Talking about spanking and the LiveScience.com story that we started the show out with, suggesting that spanking is actually going to be detrimental to your child's intelligence quotient. And it looks like we've got Bob back with us in Tallahassee listening to WFLA-FM. So just to kind of asking you about how you feel about spanking, you the listener, to dial on in at 800-259-9231. Would especially like to hear from a parent that raised a child that had some issues, some angst, you know, some acting out issues, that managed to get through all 18 years without ever raising a hand to them. Would love to hear about some of your strategies. But Bob, you're back on it. What you were saying earlier is, I understood it, and I think, Mark, you were misinterpreting what Bob was saying. What I heard you saying, Bob, was that you think that spanking should not be used out of anger, that it should be used as a consequence, in that it sounded to me like you were suggesting that you would tell the child in advance that, well, if you do such and such, that will result in a spanking.
Yeah, I wasn't getting that.
Whereas what a lot of people do is child acts out, parent gets angry, they react with violence. Was that what you were saying, Bob?
That is exactly correct. In other words, you set limitations on your child to where they understand that if they do this, this is a consequence they will get. And I have no problem with spanking in that situation. But a lot of times the buttons have been pushed by the child, and the parent will then use spanking as a means of controlling. And I think they're doing it in the wrong manner because they're doing it when they're angry. And that has then taught the child that you hit when you're mad.
I understand where, and I agree with what you're saying there. I guess what I thought you were saying was that you kind of say, you're going to get spanking if you do that, and then they wait sort of a couple of hours to administer the spanking later.
There's no, we're not going to hold trial next week. We're going to hold trial today.
You know, I have to say that if you're going to spank, I think that your approach is probably the best one I've ever heard, because normally whenever I see it being done in public, it always seems like the angry parent situation that that you were describing. But then I must ask, Bob, if you have a situation where you're informing your child that spanking will be the punishment for such and such of an offense, why not simply replace spanking with something else, like a loss of a privilege, or, you know, not getting to eat dessert, or something else that doesn't involve violence?
I agree with that, and that is an alternative that you do use. The problem with the other things that you're mentioning, and there's hundreds of them, where you take the video games, the TV, the phone, all those things are proper and they're used, but I think that it's kind of like, you've got to have, this is the ultimate, and you understand that when you cross the line, this is your ultimate punishment, because I don't want to do it, but at the same time, you've got to learn that this is an ultimate consequence, and you must learn that there are some consequences that you definitely don't want to cross the line on.
Isn't it possible, though, that coming from that perspective, and as I say, I give you credit where credit's due. I think your perspective is better on spanking than a lot of people's perspective. But isn't it possible that still, nonetheless, that even though it is just being held out as a potential consequence, and eventually if it's utilized, doesn't that still teach the young person that violence is a way to solve problems?
I don't think so, because are you saying that putting somebody in prison is not a violent action towards them for their consequence?
Sure is.
No, I wouldn't be saying that, but then again, people that go to prison actually, you know, hopefully would have harmed others in order
and
to
some kids. And you understand, okay, well, so you say spanking then is used when you harm somebody else. You can set that as a parameter.
You know, I have a tough time with this issue personally, because it's one of the reasons why I don't want to have kids, because I wouldn't want to have to deal with this situation. But maybe a little imprisonment might be better than spanking.
And I understand what you're saying, but when you're saying imprisonment versus whenever you put somebody actually in prison and they're confined to a cell, they get 1 hour outside a day, you don't ever get that with a child. You know, I've never seen that with a child.
Sure.
And yet there's going to be children nowadays that have committed the horrendous crimes that we have. And I'm wondering if it's because, you know, we have different generations, and the generations of the me generation, the Y generation, all of these things come. And is it because they have failed to be under the understanding that there's consequences?
Bob, I appreciate the thoughts tonight. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Natalie, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Natalie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am a mother of two, and I found I am a parent that believes in spanking, and I only had to do it when she was 2 and 3, and it was don't touch the stove, don't go near the pool, and things in that order, and she's 6, and I haven't had to spank her in a couple of years because I set those boundaries when she was younger.
If you found out that the spanking that you did when she was 2 or 3 has retarded to some extent her ability to develop mentally, would you regret that?
Of course I would, yes. But that has not been, she's amazing, no acting out in school, no violence at all, no violence. So I haven't found that to be true. And I think if you set that when they're young, and it's kind of, hopefully she doesn't really remember it, she hasn't done anything to act out, then I think it's a definite, you need to do it. I'm totally for it.
Didn't we look at a study once, Mark, that showed that most parents believe in using spanking?
I don't.
In America,
I can't recall it, but it certainly sounds accurate to me. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell people that they shouldn't use spanking as.
No, they're your kids. I mean, you can do whatever you want with them. It's just that there are parents out there that can raise problem children without ever raising their hands to them in a violent fashion.
I've seen some real rotten kids. I mean, I just got to say.
No doubt about that.
We all have, especially at restaurants.
Right. Natalie, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, and with Bob, you said out of anger, whenever I spanked my child, I wasn't red in the face and screaming. I was very calm and said, this hurts me more than it hurts you. I usually left the room and cried afterwards. It wasn't hard, but it's still, so I still say never ever do it in anger. Don't be yelling as you're spanking your child. That will definitely send the wrong message.
If I told you once, I told you a thousand times, keep your gut.
That's borderline abuse.
Thanks, Natalie, for your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. This is always a tough one for me, Mark, because everybody's against me.
You do not have any, just a foothold here. I mean, we're on, for God's sakes, on Saturday night, we're on some of the biggest Republican stations in the nation. And if you're talking about no spanking, good luck, pal. My favorite.
This is about Republicans. Why is it? My parents were Republicans and they didn't spank me.
It's a conservative issue, I'm afraid.
What?
Why? Just saying. I'm not saying he's a Republican Democrat, but it is conservative versus liberal issue.
Are you saying that conservatives have a proclivity toward spanking their children more so than liberals
do? I'll go ahead and say that, yeah.
I mean, Barack Obama's bombing brown people and black people across the world.
Sure,
they're clearly prone to violence.
Well, and all presidents are sick, evil killers. Right?
Yeah.
Find anyone that's not.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what it takes to get into his position. It's his job to kill people. All right?
Well... It seems to be that way these days, but
all right. I've just got to say, my favorite was the. It's been years now, but the soft-spoken psychologist that called up and said, "Oh yes, it's fine to spank," and you were just left dumbfounded. I really like that one.
1-800-259-9231. I know there are parents out there with stories about how they were able to discipline their young children without using spanking, but sometimes it's hard to find them. It really is hard to find them at 800-259-9231.
We got stations in Vermont. I figured that'd be where they'd come from, you know?
That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, so if you want to share that with us, please do. Right now, we're going to give you the Tota Sack. You get a two-pack if you are the second caller at 603-435-1105, just because I don't want to take a whole bunch of calls. 603-435-1105. I know it's long distance, but hey, it's free, right? You're getting a free two-pack of the Tota Sack. Makes carrying things a lot easier, specifically bringing the groceries back from the store. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. TotaSack.com. Dial in right now at 603-435-1105. More coming up here, spanking, or whatever you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit KnobCreekRange.com. That's KNOB, CreekRange.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Coming up, we get a chance, we'll tell you about a disturbing snitch program that is being implemented. We'll get to that, but your calls are the primary element here at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features there free, so go and take a look-see and enjoy. If you like what you see, and if you like the site, you like the show, and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy, you'll probably find it. Amazon has dozens of categories. You've been there. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Just enter through our little portal, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage. Same great prices, same free Super Saver shipping deals on lots of brand new items, even used items. So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, while you're in your browser, take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, and unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. All right, we're going right back to your phone calls here. Been discussing spanking. I put the call out to see if we could find a parent that actually has successfully raised a child without raising their hand to them during their 18 years of child rearing. As of yet, nobody's called. So far, it's all been people calling supporting the idea of spanking. 800-259-9231. I believe it can be done. It was done with me. My parents managed to raise me. I'm not saying I was the worst child ever, but then again, I wasn't raising me, so I guess I can't really comment on
it. Well, your parents didn't qualify on the criteria that you just laid out.
What, because I think they spanked me once when I was younger?
Once or twice.
I think they
you
did.
You said make it 18 years, not
I think, but they swore it off because they realized that it wasn't a good thing to do.
Okay.
So let's go to your calls.
How many IQ points do you think that took off, that one spanking?
I don't know. I'm not going to say. Heather is in South Carolina listening to WSC-FM. Heather, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, I'm a single mother, and I have two small boys. And I used to be pretty hardcore no spanking. And since I started doing this on my own, and since they've gotten older and they've gone through those temper tantrum years, I have to say that I have spanked them. And it is something that I do when I have tried time out and every other logical consequence. And the only thing that I have left is to bend them over my knee and just say, I'm sorry, I love you, but you've got to stop whatever you are doing.
How old are your boys?
So I have a 4-year-old and I have a 2-year-old. And they have gotten to the point where they will just scream and throw fits. It's something that I don't try to do all the time. It's something that I try to do as a very last resort. I think I do it maybe once every few weeks. So, I do think that there can be consequences other than spanking. And I do think that it is possible to raise children without spanking. I mean, I think you need to have resources and patience. And I do think there are people out there that have that, but I regret to admit that I am not one of the people with that kind of patience, although I do try every day.
That's a very honest statement, I have to say.
I think two boys together also creates a sort of synergy, if you understand. I mean,
yeah, I didn't have that growing up. It was me and my sister.
Right. If you're going to have...
They're constantly hitting each other and agitating each other on purpose. I didn't think that started this early, but they pick at each other already. They would be 10 months old and 2.5. And the little one would have a hand, hold of the big one's hair, and the big one is hitting the little one.
It's stories like this that make me glad I have a vasectomy.
Oh, my gosh. You know, they're a joy, though. They really are a joy. So,
yep.
I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way, but it is a challenge. But I do have to say that I really do believe that hands are for loving and hugging, not for hitting. And I do try very hard to make sure that that's what I use my hands for.
Oh, okay.
So what do you use, a bullwhip or
a switch? Do you make them fetch the spoon?
If I've ever spanked them, it's been with my hands. But again, it's something that I try very hard not to do. And I try every day to try and be a better parent to them because I want them to have a better life. That's why I became a single mom instead of, you know, how life was before.
Heather, I appreciate your thoughts and the call tonight. Thank you so much for making it at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Adam, also listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live.
I just thought I would contribute a little bit because my parents did raise me without ever spanking.
Were you a little brat?
I was at times, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to be kind of the mean older brother sometimes with my little brother up until a point, you know. I mean, there were times when I'm sure it crossed their mind, but...
Oh, I bet. It would cross my mind, too, and but that's what scares me about it, because I wouldn't want to do that.
The tactic that they actually used, though, in retrospect, took an extraordinary amount of patience, but they would pull me aside and explain step by step why what I was doing was an issue. And they would, I mean, they were teaching me what the actual, you know, real-world consequences for it were. You know, don't hit your little brother, not because it's not allowed. You know, it was never this is because I said so kind of thing. It was, you hit him, you could seriously hurt him. You're bigger than him. And, you know, and they would show me pictures and stuff. You know, my aunt was a nurse, you know, so they'd show me pictures of people that had been, like, brutally beaten and you know, stuff like that. Say, do you want your little brother to end up like this, you know? And they would try to give me real-world consequences to the actions that they were trying to dissuade, which, you know, and maybe that's where the IQ thing comes in, because they were forcing me to think about, you know, long-term results for my actions rather than, oh, I better avoid getting hurt.
Right, mommy and daddy might hurt me, so I better stop, as opposed to, I might actually hurt my brother or sister, and so maybe it would make sense for me to do this because I wouldn't want that done to me. Now, I guess my question is, as they would, when they would show you these things or they would go through these steps, you were, I guess, in the midst of fighting with your brother. So how would they get you to stop fighting? Would they just physically separate you and restrain you? You
know? Yeah, when I was younger, I guess probably the last, I actually can remember the last time that I actually took a swing at my little brother. He's about 3 years younger than me. But, you know, and that was probably when I was about 7 or 8, maybe. So up until that point, you know, they would pick me up and, you know, set me on the couch kind of thing. You know, I was small enough to do that. The last time I actually swung at my brother was when I gave him a bloody nose with an actual punch instead of, you know, little kids slapping stuff. And that's when I was like, oh, wait. This is starting to look like what I saw on those pictures. I better stop, you know?
Interesting. I really appreciate you sharing that with me, because I always, whenever we have these conversations, and they come up like once every 6 months or once a year.
Oh, I don't think we're that often.
Once a year on Free Talk Live. It's usually the same. Usually the majority of the people are accepting of the idea of spanking, and they are always, you know, they always say it's the last resort. And I think that's fine. If you're going to spank, it should be the last resort. You should try everything else first. But it's always interesting to hear from those parents that manage to handle a situation like what you're talking about. I mean, our last caller was saying that she's got two boys, and so that means that, you know, she has to spank at some point. And you've just essentially been the perfect rebuttal to that, saying that you were in a situation with two boys, you were one of them, and your parents successfully raised you without ever raising a hand to you and did that. I think it's a great story. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, yeah, just to add on to that a little bit, after I was about 4 years old, it was my mom as a single mom doing this as well.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was on at that point. So now she could scream. She could scream with the best of them, but mm-hmm. it never crossed that line.
Thanks for the story tonight, Adam. I appreciate you sharing that, and thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Took an hour, but that's what I was looking for.
You know, I'd like to bring up the obvious one on this one is, spanking, being sort of chastised by people who don't have children is kind of like, the people that men talking about abortion or women talking about war. It's like we, the initiated, I have a child, really appreciate the kind words from you, the uninitiated, but, you know, now move along. Thank you very much.
Well, now you've got him from Adam, who, I was raised by parents that didn't spank, so I think that's a valid position to be coming from here, to say, yes, it is possible to get through life without having your parents raise their hand to you, because I do believe that spanking does essentially not explicitly but implicitly teach kids that violence can solve problems. And I love it when we hear from people that have got solutions that are creative toward dealing with kids that are acting out. That's what I like, creativity. And as he pointed out, it took patience, and patience is a virtue. It's not easy to be patient, but I think it can be worthwhile, especially in the case of raising your kids.
Well, I think that one of the things that people will claim, and I have to agree, is the world is full of violent consequences for bad action. As a matter of fact, that's what the world's all about, and that's what a parent's job is to prevent violent is to teach the child that there are violent consequences and therefore prevent them in the future. So perhaps a small amount of violence in the form of a spanking will beat the heck out of, say, falling off a cliff or touching a very hot stove or all these other things.
I see you're reaching there. Hour number two is coming up, 800-259-9231. I still assert it is dangerous. It is not good for your children's development to spank them. Try your best to avoid it. It is possible, according to Adam there. And your calls about anything, you can still comment on this in hour number two or bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.